Ike had no strategic reserve available, but he did have the 82nd and the 101st, resting and refitting, and thus available. He decided to use the paratroopers to plug the holes in his lines and to hold Bastogne. Finally, Eisenhower blasted Hitler's assumptions by bringing into play his secret weapon. At a time when much of the German army was still horse-drawn, the Americans had thousands and thousands of trucks and trailers in France. They were being used to haul men, materiel, and gasoline from the beaches of Normandy to the front. Ike ordered them to drop whatever they were doing and start hauling his reinforcements to the Ardennes. The response can only be called incredible. On December 17th alone, 11,000 trucks and trailers carried 60,000 men, plus ammunition, gasoline, medical supplies, and other materiel into the Ardennes. In the first week of the battle, Eisenhower was able to move 250,000 men and 50,000 vehicles into the fray. This was mobility with a vengeance. It was an achievement unprecedented in the history of war. Not even in Vietnam, not even in the 1991 Gulf War, was the U.S. Army capable of moving so many men and so much equipment so quickly. Easy Company played its part in this vast drama thanks to the Transportation Corps and the drivers, mostly black soldiers of the famous Red Ball Express. At 20:30, December 17th, Ike's orders to the 82nd and 101st to proceed north toward Bastogne arrived at the division's HQ. The word went out to regiments, battalions, down to companies, "Get ready for combat." Trucks arriving in the morning were moving out. "Not me," Gordon Carson said. "I'm getting ready to play football on Christmas Day." "No, you're not," Lieutenant Ike said. Frantic preparations began. Mourmelon did not have an ammunition dump. The men had only the ammunition they had taken out of Holland. There was none to be found. Easy did not have its full complement of men yet, or of equipment. Some men did not have helmets. They did have football helmets, but not steel ones. The company was missing a couple of machine guns and crews. The men had not received a winter issue of clothes. Their boots were not lined or weatherproof. They had no long winter underwear or long wool socks. They scrounged what they could, but it was not much. Even K rations were short. When Easy set out to meet the Wehrmacht on the last greatest German offensive, the company was under strength, inadequately clothed, and insufficiently armed. It was also going out blind.